Insurgents in Iraq have launched more attacks against the new government's security services. Today, a suicide bomber outside an army recruiting center killed 21 people. Yesterday, a series of attacks killed more than 24 people, and in those attacks, most of the victims were police or army recruits. NPR's Ann Garrels is covering these attacks in Baghdad. And Ann, what's the latest that you've learned?
Well, as you say, the post-election surge has been focusing on Iraqi security forces. They're the ones who were being targeted. The base that was hit this morning has been a regular target. And yesterday, the attack in Mosul occurred as American advisors there were trying to rebuild the police force that had collapsed under insurgent attacks in November. Hundreds of police who had fled their posts were reapplying for their jobs when a man claiming he was there to help them, detonated a bomb strapped to his body.
You mentioned a post-election surge. All these attacks have come after these elections that it was hoped would make it harder, politically or morally, for insurgents to attack Iraqis. I suppose the insurgents, at least so far, don't see it that way.
They clearly are continuing to try to undermine efforts to build up Iraqi security forces. There's some anecdotal evidence that Iraqis are being more forthcoming with intelligence, helping in the wake of the elections, that they feel that they're Iraqis now in a way that they didn't quite feel before. But, you know, it's too early to say.
Now, of course, at the same time, the counting from that election is still going on several days out. Are there any concerns about the legitimacy of the vote at this point?
Yes, there are some concerns. I'm getting reports, for instance, from Najaf, that Shiites there were paid handsomely to move into Sunni areas and stuff the ballot boxes so that there would be the appearance that far more people in the Sunni heartland voted. A lot of people demonstrated yesterday outside government buildings saying that they had been prevented from voting. They came from the areas around Mosul. And election officials acknowledge about 15,000 people there were unable to vote. However, the Election Information Network, which is an independent organization set up partly with the support of the UN and the European Union, said the violations had been modest overall under the circumstances, and it declared the country's elections free and fair, despite problems.
Now, at the same time, there's some news about foreigners who've been abducted?
Yeah, U.S. troops discovered four Egyptian technicians. They'd been kidnapped on Sunday. Now, we don't have many details on that operation, but the four were reportedly freed. And as I returned this morning from interviews, an American convoy passed, then turned around and followed my vehicle. They stopped me, concerned I had been abducted, an indication of just what concerns there are about abductions. A group claiming to have kidnapped Italian journalist Giuliana Screna last Friday now says it will release her in coming days after confirming she's not a spy. Earlier internet postings had threatened to kill her.
That's NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad. Ann, thanks very much.
Thank you.